Hi, everybody. We are the Georgia Songbirds, and we're here, Mr. Neil Jackson from Delta High. Introduce yourself.
Oh, hi. Yes, I'm Neil Jackson. The band is Delta High. We're based in the UK, and we've been putting songs out there for since 2014.
Okay. I was trying to find some stuff on you guys, but I you guys got like Instagram or Facebook or anything? I know you have Facebook. I think I found that one.
Yeah, we're actually launching a new website, and that will actually be launched next week. But for now, it's Facebook, and we've got a YouTube channel as well.
Okay. Yeah, when this comes out, that website will be available. So you can go ahead and give that.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'll
So
send you the details. It
sure.
should be next week.
Perfect. So you said since 2014 you guys been playing?
Yeah, so we what basically happened was it's me and a guy called Damien were rehearsing. We thought we'd form a group. And 2014, we actually went into a recording studio to record some songs. And it was just good timing because these guys had a record label called Ashwood Music and they signed us up. So that's when it all started. And it's blossomed since then. We've had many different people in the band, vocalists, guitarists, brass. And yeah, it's been a good journey so far.
So what kind of music do you guys kind of play? Do you do what's your style, genre? I know people have a funny answer to this every time.
Yeah, it's eclectic. That's my favorite word, to be fair. It's a bit of a get out. So what I mean, my original band was literally playing indie music, but I sort of progressed. So the Delta High is basically indie. We do Motown, we do Sunshine Pop, we do a bit of soul. We just do everything, to be honest. We're actually releasing a single each month for the foreseeable future. And as you'll probably notice, it's a very, very mixed genre.
Yeah, I always with my band, always people ask me that question. I say it's mutt music. Everybody loves mutts, so it's
There
just
you
a
go.
mixture of everything: blues, rock,
Yes,
country. I hear my voice, they're going to
exactly.
get country out of it.
Yeah.
So, are you guys getting to play out and stuff in the UK? Because I'm so curious how that works with other
Yeah,
places.
what player as in live? We're not a live band. Again, we're actually thinking of forming a live unit for 2024. We're literally at the moment a studio-based band. So we record songs. Myself and the guy that runs the label is called Sotos. We do the mixing and the mastering. We then send it to some guys in New York for Sony, and they actually do the distribution. So we've got a very good distribution company backing us. What we don't do is the live stuff, so we need to rehearse and do something.
See, that's cool. That's interesting. I think you're the first person I've talked to as a artist, a songwriter who, well, everybody says it's like overnight. It's not, but for you guys, it's pretty cool. You walk in the studio to record a song and oh, you're signed. That doesn't happen very often.
It was just great timing, and I think the Sotos that runs the label appreciated the sort of style and the genre, because I'm heavily into people like the Beatles, the Beach Boys, Queen. So those are my influences, and I think it's funny to say it, but it's been unique because I think they get a lot of bands that aren't in that genre. I don't know if you'd call it pop or commercial, but I think they just thought, let's take a risk on these guys on Delta High. It's worked.
Now, why the name Delta High? I like names of band. My band is called Yes Ma'am.
Okay.
It stands for middle-aged men, so I'm always curious why a name for a
Yeah.
band.
This is a true story. So my original band were called Pleasure Device, right? So when the label signed us, they said just one thing. We need to change your name. I didn't query it. I said, well, if you're signing us up, I'll do whatever it takes. We were looking at our music thinking it's pretty West Coast America. And Delta felt like a West Coast name. And we thought, what comes after Delta? And it was naturally high. So we called ourselves Delta High, not realizing that there were a couple of colleges in the USA called Delta High. And I sometimes get invited to their basketball games, and I don't know. There's a lot of cross-fertilization between us and the colleges. Having said that, it just felt American, and a lot of our music is influenced by American bands.
Okay. Now, do you do the songwriting or part of the songwriting? Everybody writes together?
No, I do the songwriting. I write the lyrics, I write the melodies. And then we basically, I say we, I bring people into the studio to record the songs. So I've got a couple of singers that tend to do most of the songs, bass player, drummer. I play guitar and keyboards. So there's a nice unit. And recently we've got a couple of guys that do brass as well, add brass. So yeah, but I write the songs. That's where it starts.
Okay. You see, I like weird instrumentations. They talk like brass and stuff and songs. I like a mixture of that. One of my favorite bands of all time was John Cafferty and the Beaver Brown Band.
Oh yeah.
I love that style of like rock and
Exactly.
jazz. It's so much fun. I love that stuff.
Yeah. Which is where we're coming from. We like to be a bit edgy and try different things, but we really like the brass element. Yeah.
Okay. Well, what I'm going to do for Neil is I'm going to share the screen and we're going to play some of your guys' music. But being a songwriter myself, I like to hear stories.
Yes.
So, what's the first song that you want to pick? Any song you want? What's the first song that you want to share with everyone?
I think our latest single, California Beach, which is what I'm seeing.
Okay. And tell me the story behind that one.
Yeah, again, it goes back to my love for all things California, to be honest, and West Coast. And when I started music, I was heavily influenced by the Beach Boys. So I wrote a song called California Beach for obvious reasons. It's just the vibe. I just love the vibe of the West Coast. So it really came from there.
Okay. Have you ever been to California?
No, we're getting plenty of radio play. Apart from yourselves, we're getting a lot in California, so we're sort of scratching our heads thinking we need to go, we need to get there. I've
Yes,
never been. I'd love to. Yeah.
I love California. It's really the best part that I liked was around San Diego. It was like the weather was the same the whole time. The water's
Oh
cold.
yeah.
I'll tell you that, the water's cold, but
Yes, heard that. Yeah, I've heard that. Yeah.
that was my favorite. I liked riding up and down the beach. So I'm here
Yeah.
in Georgia, so we have beaches, but it's in towards Savannah and I'm more up toward the mountains. But
Oh, okay.
what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna mute us and we're gonna play California Beach. So just give me a thumbs up when you hear it. reminded me, it's such a kind of a mix of stuff, like you were saying earlier. It reminded me a little bit of the Go-Go's and that kind of 80s punk rock time.
Wow.
Got like the drums of the 50s, like the beach vibes, the Beach Boys and stuff. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, thank you.
So who was all involved in that one?
Well, I wrote the song originally and laid down the guitar. The guy that runs the Ashwood Music label, he actually plays bass on it, so that's Sotos. The lead singer is Charlotte Joyce. She's the main singer on most of our songs at the moment. We've got a guy drumming called Frankie Sticks, and I think I'm playing some keyboard on there. I can't even remember now. But that's basically the band that's actually playing this particular song. And you're the second person this week to compare us to the Go-Go's. A band that I saw in London live, and they were fantastic back in the day.
I think it's Charlotte's voice. It's just because it's got the vibe for it, and her voice, it just reminds you of the 80s punk scene. And one of the punkiest bands I could think of from the 80s was like the Go-Go's.
I think you're right, and I'm heavily influenced by the 80s as well as the 60s and 70s music, so that's obviously a part of me that's Charlotte's hooked into the vocal.
So what made you want to just start writing songs and playing music?
Well, to be honest, since probably the age of 15, I've been writing songs. The initial band I had were called Pleasure Device, and it was really a group of friends that got together, and we all loved. I think it was probably back in the punk days. We used to write sort of indie punky songs, and we had a live band then, and we used to do some touring, and we're very lucky. We're actually asked to support REM in Nottingham, a place sort of in the Midlands in the UK. Mm-hmm. So our claim to fame with the previous band was supporting REM, and of course that sort of music we just absolutely loved. So it's almost like supporting their heroes. Then our band disbanded. Moving on to 2014, I thought, hang on a minute, I've been playing live music, but I've never recorded anything. And that was when Delta High were born.
Yeah, that's the one thing now with Spotify and all the distribution stuff. You can get your music out there to anybody.
Exactly. Yeah.
Now, do you get to listen to some of the locals around town? Is there any around that you hear that you really like?
Oh, there's plenty of local bands. I live in Norwich in Norfolk, but there's plenty of local bands that we go along and see. There's actually a singer called Stacey Collins that we go and watch. She's terrific, and she basically does anything from the 40s up to modern day music. So yeah, there's a lot of talent out there.
Yep. So that's the only thing I ever ask of my guests is two things. One, of course, share it with everybody you know. And then two is pay it forward. So if you have any artists or songwriters or bands that you know that we should sit down and talk to and listen to, doesn't matter the style or genre. I'll listen to anybody. I really don't care. I've had reggae on the show. I've had bluegrass. I've had a lot of country, a lot of singer-songwriters, rock. I'm still looking for a yodeler. I don't know why I want a yodeler. I want a yodeler.
I don't know any yodelers. I'm sorry.
And a flamenco.
Not been there.
I don't know why I want one. I've always wanted a yodeler on the show. I don't know why. I guess because it's such a lost art that you don't hear from people that I was like, I want to find somebody. And I'm sure there's listeners, one of my listeners. If you're a yodeler, reach out to me because I'll talk to you.
Did you do tribute? Was it original bands?
I'll do tribute bands. I don't mind. I haven't done one. But I don't mind. I'll do anybody because I mean they're playing music too, and a lot of tribute bands, they're tribute, but they still write original music. You just don't get to hear it very often.
Sure. Okay. That's interesting. Thank you.
Sure. Yeah, because I mean, my band, we did a show here in Georgia one time, and it was right after Charlie Daniels died. And we're not a tribute or a cover band at all. We do all originals. We know a few covers that we'll do, but we do them different. And we got billed as a Charlie Daniels cover band. And I'm like,
wow,
we know one song from Charlie Daniels. But it was still fun.
amazing what people hook into, isn't it?
Oh,
yeah.
It is. I just say, what kind of projects you got going on now? What's in the future for Delta High?
Okay, so basically, we're actually recording and releasing a song each month, which means that I'm in and out of the studio probably, I don't know, four times a week almost, you know, actually recording all the different elements and that. So that's an ongoing thing, and that will probably be for the next 12 months. Alongside, we do actually record or we do actually film quite a few videos for our songs. So again, we sort of tap into to guys that we know that are professionals that do the filming. So we're doing lots of videos. We're quite lucky in Norfolk. We've got this gorgeous Norfolk beaches. So a lot of the stuff will fit into the music, and we do some filming on the beaches. As I say, we've been working on a new website. I think long term, or 2024, we really do need to get out there and do some live music. So there's plenty going on.
And you said you had a YouTube. So what is your YouTube? Is it under Delta High? Just look for Delta High.
Yeah, if you look up at Delta High, or perhaps Delta High Neil Jackson,
okay,
you should find the music. It's probably about, I don't know, 20 videos on there.
Okay. You see, that's one thing I want to do more of is videos. But like I said, well, my internet is so bad that it would literally, if I did this, took the video after the words and try to upload it, it would take it probably 20 hours, literally, to upload.
Is that the mountains?
I am in the mountains, yep.
Is that why, do you think?
It is because our internet, we don't get internet. We're like literally we're the last spot of Windstream who does all the internet. They're not going to listen because
wow.
I hate Windstream, but we don't get anything else. And so we're literally like, I get 10 if I'm lucky. And that's that, and upload is like maybe one. So it takes forever. I use my phone as a hotspot.
It's quick here. It's quick.
How much did you say you get?
Well, we sort of upload. I mean, I can upload a video. I tend to use the Apple phone. Is it iMovie? So I tend to put my stuff on iMovie, and it will upload to YouTube within minutes. So we're quite lucky.
Yeah, I'm jealous. Mine's hours. Mine is hours. Unless I use the phone instead of the internet. If I just go like straight through the not the Wi-Fi, that's all right. So anybody listening that wants to help me with the internet, I'm more than happy to take it. So all right. Well, let's get some more songs in. What's the next song you want to share with everyone, Neil?
Okay. If you got put up the list again?
Sure. It's whatever you have. Everything that you ever put out is here.
Okay. I'm thinking
like show all.
Actually, we've got a Motown song that we put out as a single called Elegance.
Elegance. Okay. Let me look for it.
I'm thinking there's brass on there. I hope there is, because you mentioned brass.
Yep.
But Elegance, yeah, that's a nice single. Very Motowny.
And what's the story behind it?
It is actually a story. I was looking for a lead singer, and Charlotte was recommended to me, Charlotte Joyce, because I hadn't met her before. So I went to a local pub, and Charlotte was actually doing Motown songs. So she was basically doing stuff like the Supremes, etc. And I was so taken aback by her vocals. I think I enticed her into the Delta High world by saying, look, I've written a Motown song for you. Would you like to come along and sing it? And she turned up, and history was made, because she's now our main singer. But I actually wrote a Motown song to try and hook her in.
Hey, whatever works, right?
Exactly.
I feel inside. Ooh, never gonna be.
Yeah, I was listening to that. That's very 50s, like Four Tops, The Angels. It was just reminding me of that.
Thank you.
It was driving me crazy. I was like, who is he remind? Because that one, it wasn't the Go-Go's that popped in my head. It was very Motown. It was very 50s style.
Yeah.
But there's a lady, and I guess I'm thinking The Angels, but I don't know the lead singer's name, but that's kind of what I'm thinking. It was that style. Charlotte's a really good singer.
Good. She absolutely, yeah. Yeah. That's why I had to lure her in with a Motown song.
Well, you did a good job.
Thank you.
And she got there, it's all Motown. Okay, now we're changing Charlotte. Sorry, we're gonna do this style and this style and
That's exactly it. As you heard from the first song, California Peach, that's very indie.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I hooked her in on the Motown, and then this is the real me.
It's good. I like different styles. I think I know a lot of people, they want to stick with one genre and be like either pop or rock or whatever they want to be. But I think the true value of music is that you can reach different people, and different styles does that.
Yeah, I agree. And it also gives you longevity as well, I think.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the biggest bands in the world tend to be able to adapt, don't they, to different genres. So, yeah.
See, I didn't realize this. My son is big into music too, so he likes to show me stuff. So he showed me some of the Eagles earlier stuff. I'm a big Eagles fan. I love the Eagles. What? I did not realize that they were started like as a country band.
No, I didn't. No.
There's some early stuff. We played a game. We were driving. And we'd pick a band, like, okay, pick the Eagles or pick whatever. So then we'd go to their very first record and, like, here, pick a song, whatever. It's like a random number, whatever, the 10 album, pick 1 through 10, you know. And we'd listen to a song. And the early stuff was country. And I did not realize that.
Wow. That doesn't surprise me, having said that. I mean, listening to a lot of the Hotel California album and that, there is bits of country in there, but pure country. Wow.
See, and I think that's anybody. Look at Stapleton. Stapleton started off with the Steel Drivers. You know, he did all that stuff, and he did Rock Band, and he did a lot of different things. So, I think it shows the diversity of the group that you can go from Motown, which definitely is, to like the punk side.
Sure.
Now you guys got to do some reggae.
There is a reggae track, but we've not released it. So perhaps that's an idea.
There you go. See, I'm gonna start thinking of weird stuff, because like I said, I always wanted, besides the like the yodeler, is somebody that plays flamenco guitar. I love that Spanish style music.
Do you know what our next single is out in 2 weeks' time?
Mm-hmm.
It's called Sunshine Girl. We've just missed the summer, unfortunately, but it's Sunshine Girl. And you mentioned flamenco, and we've got a trumpet player in there, and it is flamenco. It's superb. It's very Caribbean carnival. So that's our next single in 2 weeks' time. Yeah.
See, that's cool. And that kind of music makes you smile. It does me anyway.
Yeah. It made me smile when I heard what the guys did with it. So yeah.
Now, are you playing on the instruments too, you said? Are you getting to play some keys and some guitar? Are you playing rhythm, or do you do lead?
I do both. I'm mainly a guitarist, so I'll play rhythm and lead.
Okay.
Otos does. If there's anything that sounds clever and tricky, that's not me. That's Sotos doing. But I because I write the songs, I tend to do the main chords, but I also like doing lead. And I play some keyboards as well.
Okay. Now, see, I've said this before, but I want to learn how to play keys. I can play a keyboard as long as I stay in the key of C and I only do no more than 4 chords. I'm okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not, again, I'm more jack of all trades. I'm not an accomplished keyboard player, but I can do what I need to.
Now, we talked about your music and stuff too, and the band. What do you guys, what's the name of the studio you're recording at?
It's called Ashford Music.
Okay. Now, when you do go, about 2024, you want to get out on the road and you want to play some, do you have some venues like around town that you really want to play at?
Yes, there's plenty of venues. England is particularly good. We're only 2 hours from London, and there's so many top London places, venues to play. So that's the ambition, is to play some of those top venues. But certainly in Norfolk, where we live, there's some fantastic places to go to.
Okay.
And we've got lots of contacts, so hopefully we can, once we're up and running, we can get in those places.
Now, me and my wife talked about one day we're going to come to cross the pond to England. And I want to visit there. We talked about even retiring, like into Ireland or something, and just to get
Okay.
that side. I want to see it. The everything you see on the
Yeah.
TV is always majestic stuff. I'm sure there's different parts, but
England is extremely varied. There's some regions that are very hilly. The coastal areas are beautiful, lovely old quaint villages, old quaint pubs. I think you have bars, don't you? We have pubs and bars. It's nice, but I'm just obsessed with going to California. So here we go.
that's usually how it is. If you're across the pond, you want to come to the state. For in states, you want to come to the pond and like, hey, I want to see what it's like over there.
I've been to New York, I've been to Toronto, but that's the only two places I've been to.
Yeah, I've been to New York. New York was crazy. I told my wife, I said, I do not want to go back to New York. If I go back to New York, I am not driving. Those people are so crazy.
I agree. It's a bit too manic for me. I'm so glad I've been there, but it's not me, so.
I remember when we drove up to Maine and then we come back through New York. And on the way back down, I know we stopped at a gas station and there was a guy who was trying to change his tire. He had a flat. And my wife goes, "You need to go help him." I'm like, "We got time?" She goes, "Yeah, go help him change his tire." So I go help him change his tire. He goes, "You got to be from the South." And I'm like, "Well, yeah." I said, "How do you know?" He said, "Well, first of all, for your accent. And then second of all, you're the only person that came to help me change his tire."
Really? We've
Yep.
got places in England. There's friendly places and there's not so friendly places. I'm not saying the only ones are dangerous. It's just that it's culture, isn't it? Different parts of a country have different cultures, friendly culture and unfriendly culture. And it sounds like it's the same in America.
Oh, it definitely is. Like, if you ever come back to the States and you want to go to a place, Georgia's a great place to come. I enjoyed Colorado. I loved Colorado just because of the mountains and the snow, and it was really, really gorgeous out there. But Georgia is really good. It's mountains areas, a lot of mountains, a lot of hiking, stuff like that. That's a side.
Yeah, I'd love to. That's definitely on my wish list.
Yeah, well, that's what I said. One of the things, what's on, speaking of that, because that's always ask questions like they're not music related too, but what's three things on your bucket list?
Number one is California. Number two is playing at the O2 Arena, which is the biggest arena in the UK. Number three, I'm not sure about number three. I've only got two things. I'm quite a simple person. What about yours then? Have you got a list, top three?
Yeah, let's see. I have to think what mine is because it's all mine is more probably like one. I want to visit like Ireland, me and my wife, because we talked about retiring. So that's one of the places I would love to go is to Ireland. Two, a short list as I want to get my studio finished. I'm building it by hand. So what you see behind me is my studio. So it's taken me forever to build it just because I'm doing it everything myself. So I run out of time and money and I'm like, gotta do this and this and this. And third is I want to take the family on a family vacation to Hawaii because I've never been and it would be fun because the kids, I've got twins that are 14 and my niece I have custody, she's 16. They'll be gone soon. So it's like I want to take everybody to California, to Hawaii and just enjoy it for like a week or so.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. I'd love to go to Hawaii as well, I must admit. Yeah, I
So,
grew up with Hawaii 50, so I need to go there. So.
see, I grew up watching Dukes of Hazzard and I've been there already, so
Oh,
I
yes, I love it. That's the other reason why I love California is the Rockford Files. I don't know if you've seen that, the Rockford Files, but that's another attraction for me to go there, and Clint Eastwood, and there we go.
Like I said, it was fun. I enjoyed California. It wasn't like here in Georgia, it's very hot, very humid. California, it was just nice temperature. It was a summer. It stayed there. I mean, it got a little chilly. Like when I went to San Francisco, it was nice during the day and then cold in the evenings, but it was very nice. The atmosphere was pretty pleasant. The scenery was gorgeous. It was just
Oh, yeah.
the prices are crazy, but other than that, it was it was
Yeah.
fun. It's so
Yeah.
expensive, but that's everywhere.
It's hot where you are. What sort of temperatures would you get?
We're in triple digits usually in summertime with the humidity. So like it could be 90 degrees outside, but it's gonna feel like 104.
Wow. Okay.
It's
Okay.
starting to cool off, but it's only like a few for like a month or two of the year, and then it gets pretty like right now it's like 80 degrees outside. It's nice.
Okay. I 80's hot here. We've had a couple of months touching 80 degrees, and that to us that's really hot, you know.
Oh,
So.
yeah, Georgia would make you hot then, because it's a hot town.
I bet you've got air con everywhere though. Have you
Yes.
got air? Yeah, which again in England or Great Britain, we don't tend to have many places with air con. So if it's hot, then we all suffer.
See,
We
my
all sit in our
wife,
cars.
she's originally from Germany, so they don't, that same thing. We went to visit there and they didn't have an air conditioner. I'm like, really? She goes, no, we should roll the window down. I'm like, what if it's hot?
I know. It's crazy, isn't it? It's although having said that, we are getting longer periods of hotter weather, so it wouldn't surprise me if we get a few more restaurants and hotels with aircon as the climate is changing. So.
Yeah, it was. We went, speaking of like the different side, we went to Germany. We rode the train because everything there is train. You get on train, you hop, you go wherever you want to go. We went to Paris, and everybody wants to go to Paris. It's so romanticized, but I got to Paris and I have to tell you, it was not what I thought. It was dirty,
No.
and there was a couple areas
Oh,
by the
no.
tower, but it was okay. But the rest of
Yeah.
it was just rough.
You know, it's changed because, again, growing up, it was like the romantic city, and there's so many great sort of features there, like, you know, Arc de Triomphe and the Eiffel Tower. It's changed. It's as you say, it's a bit of a dirty, rundown. Not the whole of Paris, but parts of it aren't particularly nice now, which is a shame. It's a great shame.
Yeah, because we went and seen the Louvre and we did the Eiffel Tower. We did the whole tourist thing that ever we did. But yeah, we stayed at the Holiday Inn by the train station because we had little babies. And I'm like, we had to stay close. So I was like, I don't want to be late. I don't want to miss the train. But yeah, it rough.
It's changed. It's a shame.
Well, let's do another one of your songs. We got time for one more of your songs. Neil, which
Okay.
one you want to share for your last one?
Okay. Let's go to the beach 2020. So you've got to have the 2020 in there. Let's go to the beach 2020.
Let's go to the beach 2020. All right. So tell
Yeah.
me the story.
Okay. I named it 2020 because it's basically during lockdown I wrote it. So lockdown, to us, that there were times where you could actually go to the beach. That was one of the places you could go. So I went to a place called Cromer. I sat on a pier, and basically I just wrote a song about, you know, bring back the days when you can go to the beach freely and everyone was happy. And we were sort of coming out of lockdown as I wrote it, and it's really about how we'd all forgotten to have fun and to be free and to go to the seaside. So I just thought, look, I'm going to write a song about it, and I released it just as we were coming out of lockdown as almost like a celebration. So that's where it comes from.
Let's all go to the beach today.
It made me think of a kid's show.
Did you really?
It did. I'm sitting there listening. The visual I got was because it's the music and the way she was singing it. It sounded like it should be on like a kid's cartoon or something. Kids running on the beach, you know, just playing as a commercial or something.
Yeah, perhaps I need to target some kids shows then, get some money.
Take out that without the beer line, but other than that, they'll take it.
Yeah, it's true. That's true.
But yeah, it did. I'm sitting listening. There's a lady in California that came on a show. Her name is Ashley Monaghan. That's what she does. She does kids songs. She writes for like Kids at the Beach, Cookies. I mean, just everything. Her genre, her stick is kids. She just writes kids songs. And I'm listening to that, and the way she's singing it, the way Charlotte's singing it, it reminded me of her, and it just is like, oh, okay, I could totally see that as like an advertisement or a commercial for the beach, you know, and just kids running around playing, and that song playing, it fits.
Well, that's interesting. We've just actually signed up to a company that do look out for music to go with adverts and programs, TV programs, so. Perhaps I'll give him a nudge on that one. But thank you for
sure. My brain works weird. So a lot of times when I hear a song, that's what I'm listening for, because you got to listen. We know you listen more and more. You'll hear the song, you hear the words. And I'm a songwriter too. I love to hear stories.
Yeah.
But when I first listen to a song for the first time, I'm going to get a visual. I always do. I always get something, whether it's like the Go-Go's or whether for this, it was a kid's song. It's just, that's the beauty of music.
That's nice to hear your feedback, because as a writer, I don't know what Joe Public think until they tell me. So I think that's fantastic, sharing what you think on each song. I really appreciate that.
Sure. I know that's what when I go play out live, I'll bring a song to see how reactions I get. It's like, if I get a good reaction, it's like, great, I'll keep it. If I don't, it's like, okay, I'll throw that one away.
Yeah, it's ups and downs, but overall, it's a great feeling, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's why I like the band aspect of it, because I'm singer-songwriters. It's great to play and it's great to pitch music and get out there, but you kind of get stuck in one situation where you're playing bars, you're playing breweries, and you're playing cover stuff. And I'm not big on covers, just because I'll never be able to do them justice. So I like to do originals.
With
a band though, when you're in a band and you've seen it, you know, you get that feeling, you get that groove, this camaraderie of your buddies and you're playing and you hit that pocket. It's great.
Yeah. Yeah. Good for you. You can't beat it. Yeah.
You can't. And no, people that doesn't do it never know.
No, exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
So that's why I let anybody come on a show, bands, singer, songwriter. I don't care. Rappers. I've had rappers on here before. They're songwriters too. I think a lot of times when somebody says the word songwriter, they get an image of a guitar and folk music.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there's so many different genres, as we see. I just heard three different ones from you.
they're all different, aren't they?
Yep. I like that, though.
And a lot of bands. Yeah, that's good. Thank you.
So I want to do like a 20-question kind of game at the end. If you got to let me go anytime, let me know. You ain't going to hurt my feelings. I know you're 5 hours ahead over there.
Yeah, that's good.
So before we get into that, tell everybody one more time where they can find you. Any social media stuff that you want to tell everybody about, and your website. If you want to get the website, you can, because when this comes out, it will be up and they can check it out.
Okay. Well, I'll send you the Delta High website in a few days' time. But at the moment, you can hear Delta High on YouTube. So if you go onto YouTube, type in Delta High. Also, if you put in Neil Jackson, then you should come straight to my music. But also we're on Facebook. Again, it's Delta High on Facebook. But those are the two areas that you'll be able to follow us.
Okay. Well, again, thank you, Neil, for coming on the show. So we're not quite done yet.
Thank you.
So I have right here, I call it the Wheel of Death. I went ahead and flipped it. So it's multiple, it's just weird questions just thrown in there, random questions.
Okay.
So it kind of helps go, because we know a little bit about you as your story, as your songwriter, but we want to get to know Neil as an individual. So the first question
thinking
the first question that came up for you is, what is your favorite or most memorable quote?
Always look on the bright side of life.
Okay, that's a good one.
When I say it came from the great Monty Python film. It's obviously a popular song, but that stuck with me.
See, I haven't watched much of Monty Python. I think that's more of like a UK thing because he's where he's from, right? Yeah. I mean, I heard of him, but I've never really watched much of it.
So I was just going to say, on it's an actual film, but there's a song called "Always Look on the Bright Side of Life," and they released it, and it's just very touching, and it's great. It says a lot, you know, be positive.
See, there's a lot of shows that I didn't realize were taken from like the BBC channel. There's a show that me and my son watch. It's called Ghost, and I love the show, but it's I guess it started over in Britain.
It was a film, Ghost, but I've heard that there's a TV series. Is it on Netflix or something?
Here it's on Paramount, but I'm not sure about the BBC
Paramount.
version. Yeah.
But yes, you're right. It's really good.
If not music, what do you think you'd be doing?
Acting. I like the TV and film industry. I'm quite a confident person. I've been on stage in bands and that, so I guess the logical step would to do some acting.
Okay. Have you ever did any acting like in high school or when you're younger or?
No. The only acting I've done is in the odd video, music video, but no, I've not done that. No, so I'm
Okay.
probably awful at it, but you asked the question.
I did when I was younger. I was actually in a couple movies. I did more like extra work and it was fun. I was in Passing Glory, which was like a TNT movie, and then the bigger movie that I was in was Remember the Titans with Denzel Washington. I remember that
Really?
movie. Yeah, I pissed off
Oh,
the
that's
director.
fantastic. What a great memory.
Do you have any phobias?
Phobias.
Like, I'm scared to death of snakes. I hate snakes.
Do you know what? I don't know if you can read my mind. Bearing in mind the distance, but I was going to say snakes.
Okay.
We don't have many snakes in the UK, certainly not poisonous ones. But snakes, yeah.
Then see,
I'm with you on that.
I need to move to the UK because we got a lot of snakes here. We
I
got a
know.
lot. I
Yeah.
remember when I was 5 years old. I lived in Putnam County, which is south. People here would know it, but it's South Georgia. It's a little bit hotter there, a little bit more humid area. So I remember we lived in Putnam County. We had a little farm, about an 18-acre farm. We had cows and everything like that. And I remember playing my little Tonka truck, and it fell off the porch. So I jumped off to get it, and I landed right in front of a rattlesnake.
Oh,
And so I got away, and my dad and papa were playing with it, and they shot it and ended up killing it. When they taught me to swim, I don't know how you were taught to swim. I was taught to swim. They threw me in the water and you learn to swim. Well, when they did that, a water moccasin popped up behind me. So my dad had
Oh,
to jump in and save me. I have not had the best experiences with snakes at all.
no. If these things happen at a young age, they stay with you. But the unfortunate thing is you're surrounded by snakes from what you just said. That's not a good phobia to have, is it?
Nope, I need to get, I guess, get a Wolverine or something to catch him and eat him, or a badger.
Yes.
I got a couple more questions for you, Neil. What's the wildest thing you've ever done?
The wildest thing I've ever done. Oh, crikey. I might be boring here. I'm not sure if I've done anything that wild. Do you know what? I can't think of anything I've done that's wild. Is that bad?
No, I don't guess. There's not a right or wrong answer to these things because I can think of some things I did that I probably shouldn't have. Almost knocked myself out one time. I was climbed a ladder, and I don't know if you guys wrestling. Wrestling's big. I know it's big in the UK too, so I love wrestling. I love watching it. And I was like, okay, I'm gonna climb this ladder and I'm gonna jump from this ladder. It's like a 12-foot ladder to my trampoline. And I can do it. And in my mind, I saw this happening. I was like, I'm gonna jump, I'm gonna turn, land on my back, and I'll be fine. Well, I jumped from it, but I couldn't twist fast enough. And so I landed on my side. And when I landed on my side, I bounced my head against it and I almost knocked myself out. So I was like, okay, I can't be doing stupid shit like that anymore.
Do you know, hearing that story, I've just remembered. I went to Spain on holiday with my parents, and I got drunk on, I think there was a particular wine that they were sort of giving out for next to nothing. So I got pretty drunk, and the wild thing I did was I made a beeline for it was in a ball ring, so I made a beeline for the ball. So I got to the edge thinking that I could tough it out with this thing with giant horns. And luckily my dad grabbed me just before, and I was literally going to climb the fence into the ball ring. I think I was about 6 years old. So clearly my parents shouldn't have allowed me to drink wine when I was six. And it just overtook all my decisions, my decision making, and I headed for a ball. So yeah, you've reminded me, and that was it wasn't good, but I was saved.
Yep. Honestly, you're still here, so they said,
still, nope. Still, yeah.
Well, I got one more question for you, and then we'll let you go, Neil, but I want to thank you for coming on the show and pushing it back to the hour, because I get so busy and sidetracked, I forgot to send you the info.
Yeah. It's not a problem. It's been absolutely fantastic. I've really enjoyed it.
Me too.
Thank you for allowing me to talk to Delta High. Yeah.
Of course. So again, everybody knows this is Neil from Delta High, but as the last question I usually ask the guest is, what's the best advice you have ever received?
Just never give up. I mean, we all go through life. We all have our own traumas and sad occasions. But the best advice is never give up. And I apply that to music as well. When you're in the music industry, you think you're doing really well, and then you get let down and you don't quite make it. Just never give up. Keep pushing the barriers. Keep pushing your boundaries. And if you believe in something, I think you can make it happen. And that's why I'm with Delta High still to this day, because I believe that something could happen. Yeah, never give up. Yeah.
That's good advice, because you don't have to be. I know a lot of times people look at the radio, it's like, oh, these young kids, and you got to be young. You can do it whenever. Yeah. You just keep going. There's different levels of success.
You can. And as you can see from me, I'm not young, but I've created a young band. I write the stuff that I love and enjoy, but I've got a young band that actually perform it and front it for me.
Yeah.
There's always a way around these things. Yeah. Oh,
absolutely. And see, that's what I like about music too, is I personally, being a songwriter, I sing the songs, but I don't care to sing them. I do it because I don't have another singer right now. The other guy left. But I'm like, I just like to play and put the music out there.
Oh, good for you. It's a great feeling, isn't it?
It's great. It really I love it. Yeah. And I do it for, if nobody listens to it, I'm still going to do it. So
good for you. Good for you. You need to share me some of your stuff as well. So I'd love to hear it.
Okay. If you got a second, I'll do it off. We'll do it off air. I'll let you hear one of mine.
Yeah. Right. Brilliant.
Well, everybody, again, thank you, Neil, for coming on.
Yeah. Thank you.
This is the Georgia Songbirds, and that was Mr. Neil Jackson from Delta High.